Hey folks, this is Christian. Before I even begin today, I just am bothered and have to mention that I posted a video about aquaponics last night and have been encountering issues in sharing it, despite the fact that it's completely about how to grow clean food. No, you're not allowed to share that. You're not allowed to talk about that. I just want to talk about some happy fish and happy plants, and no, that's not allowed. So I've had a lot of reports of this and have experienced it myself, and am relying on you then to spread the word about what's going on. And if that means doing it offline, where your words can't be taken out of your mouth and silenced and shadow banned, then so be it. But let's get the word out there, and I thank you for helping me spread the word. In my last report, we looked at some indications that spring planting is being delayed by cold and wet conditions across the Northern Hemisphere. Over the past few days, now into April, it's April 2nd, these conditions continuing, sugar beets now affected, more reports, we're seeing this out of Russia as well, spring planting delayed there due to snow cover and weather conditions. Some of the damage reports coming in from the hailstorm that ran through Bhutan, India, and Nepal, tens of thousands of trees in Bhutan, and 20 million rupees worth of crops in Nepal being claimed there. They just keep getting battered. These hailstorms are massive, and they're global. These continuing losses across India are having very real effects on the prices there. Look at these massive increases of just basic foodstuffs there. As we know, when food ceases to be affordable, people begin to riot. They start to lose it. And this is a threat to the security on our streets. And then briefly looking at Europe, where France is basically out of the game. Spain is trying to play catch-up. They're experiencing massive losses to their orchards. Here we see it's the entirety of the harvest affected in some cases, although on average 40 to 70%. It's not just trees and orchards. We also expect strawberries have been significantly affected by wet conditions, which is something we attribute to the cold, wet winter here. But the area I'd like to focus on today is actually in the Southern Hemisphere. Starting here with Dr. Jeff Masters, the co-founder of the Weather Underground, acknowledging that the drought in Argentina and Uruguay, which we've been covering extensively on this channel because of the crop losses associated with it, is now the most expensive weather disaster of 2018. It's already reached $3.9 billion in devastation. Reading from the article briefly, a severe lack of rainfall has led to the worst drought in decades over portions of Argentina and Uruguay. Total losses are new $3.9 billion, making the drought the most expensive weather-related disaster on the planet so far this year, and the most expensive disaster in the history of both Argentina and Uruguay. And then, notably below, global food supply still in good shape. It's always a concern for global food prices when a top grain exporter suffers a serious drought. Argentina is one of the world's number two export of corn behind the U.S. and is also the world's third largest producer of soybeans. Corn prices in the U.S. have risen 14% since December, and soybean prices 8% due to this Argentinian drought. As global supplies have tightened and demand has risen, in addition, the global price of food, as measured by the UN's FAO Food Price Index, increased about 1% from February 2018 compared to January of 2018 due to the Argentinian drought. Mercifully, global soybean inventories are still at a record high, but we're already chipping away at that after the bumper crops that are afforded by the modern maximum. And then again, my 2016 post, Food System Shock, Climate Change's Greatest Threat to Civilization, argued that the greatest threat of climate change over the next 40 years is climate change amplified extreme droughts and floods hitting multiple major global grain-producing breadbaskets simultaneously. That's what's happening now. Except for temperatures, which are going down, but ignoring his misunderstanding of the mechanism, this being Dr. Jeff Masters continuing, predicted that an extreme weather year capable of causing a significant disruption of the global economy, intense political turmoil, war, and the threat of mass famine was increasing in probability. With one major grain-producing area already suffering a significant loss in crop yield so far in 2018, we would normally need to be concerned about the possibility of an extreme drought in the US or Europe, causing a major food shock event. However, we're in pretty good shape. Have a great Easter. Thanks, Jeff. So I wanted to share that here because this is an acknowledgement, not just that we've experienced a multi-billion dollar devastating agricultural catastrophe with this drought in Argentina, but that this is actually of global consequence. And as we watch farmers around the Northern Hemisphere struggle to even get their crops in the ground because it's too wet and too cold, and there's hailstorms, there are real issues facing us everywhere. Also elsewhere in the Southern Hemisphere, look at New Zealand, just like the conditions in Spain. It was too wet, too humid, and there were fungal problems. So too now New Zealand, 20% slashed off the onion crop because it's too wet, some disease. These are significant losses. 20% here, 40% there, 70% of the Australian wheat, they're non-trivial, and they're adding up quickly. You can track them on the Ice Age Farmer Crop Loss Map, map.iceagefarmer.com, and we've just seen recognition from a supposed weather authority, climate authority, that a major climate catastrophic agricultural loss has happened, and that indeed one or two more would cause a food shock. This is what it looks like as the events we've been describing for some time now transpire, as we start to see them take place. It's no longer a, look out folks, this is going to come and it's going to... No, we're watching these events take place around us, and we must actively be taking steps to get away from these old systems because they are collapsing. Now, there's so much other news from the continued uptick in seismic and volcanic activity, including the volcano there in Iceland, to the China geoengineering project to bring more rain and overcome droughts. Obviously, they too are foreseeing more agricultural losses, catastrophic droughts affecting. I mean, this is what we're talking about. And here's China trying to hedge that risk right here. So they're aware of it. The world powers are well aware of this. And now we are too. And we should be preparing. So again, you're seeing it. One major breadbasket down. Food prices already up 1% globally. More food shock to come. Spread the word. As I mentioned, I depend on that because I'm being censored like crazy. So thanks for helping me out there. Please support my work. Patreon.com/IceAgeFarmer. And let's go build a new, more resilient future together, folks. Take care.